This bill is looking to regulate Delta 8.
Already through the House and the legislative session in Frankfurt, the Senate Committee on Health Services gave its approval for House Bill 544, regulating Delta 8 products. Delta 8 is a legal cannabis extract, but not the one responsible for the traditional euphoric highs. Nonetheless, the psychoactive effects from Delta 8 products, such as gummy candies and food and drink additives, have popularized their availability. House Bill 544, sponsored by Representative Rebecca Raymer of Morgantown, would assure that regulations are in place.
Delta 8 is naturally occurring in hemp, not at high levels. They use a chemical process to extract higher levels. That process, if not done correctly, can leave some dangerous byproducts behind. So we're looking to have batch testing done to make sure that the product is safe, for it to be illegal under the age of 21, for it to be behind the counter, and have product labeling.
Delta 8 products would be age-restricted, similar to alcohol, tobacco products, and vaping products. The cost of batch testing would be the responsibility of the manufacturer. The bill also provides flexibility to hemp farmers.
If somebody is producing in Kentucky and they're shipping to another state, if that state has their own Delta 8 regulations, they can abide by that state's. If not, they need to abide by Kentucky's.
House Bill 544 now goes to the full Senate for consideration. Lawmakers gavel in again March 29th for overrides and any further unfinished business. Reporting at the State Capitol in Frankfurt, I'm Charles Baglin.